During Hurricane Katrina, the levees in the lower Ninth Ward broke and devastated the neighborhood. Residents blamed the Army Corps of Engineers. Now, the Corps is working to expand the Industrial Canal, a project that's been in the works for years, and many residents are against it because they're still mad at the Corps. As WWNO's Regiane Mosley reports, residents are trying a new way to fight the project.
Happy Johnson is the Chief Resilience Officer for the Center for Sustainable Engagement and Development. He lives in the Lower Ninth and sees it as his duty to advocate for his neighbors.
I think about kind of like just the rich kind of culture and history and everything that this neighborhood kind of represents and how to preserve it for the people that will come after me.
His group held a community summit in December. They heard from a lot of citizens concerned about a big government project that has been in the works for years. The Army Corps of Engineers wants to expand the navigational lock here to let more boats through. The expansion would require a lot of construction and even the relocation of a few houses. It was first proposed about 60 years ago. Bill Waiters and his wife have lived in the Lower Ninth for about as many years. They worry the project will ruin the neighborhood.
We have no idea what has been deposited in that water. And once you start dredging that water and digging it up, you have no idea what's coming up. And once it's airborne, how are you going to control it? You can't control it.
He's been fighting it for over a decade.
Just the mental anguish. And when they first proposed widening the canal, one of the landing abutments would have been in my front yard.
The Army Corps doesn't even have the money for the project yet. It'll finish a 3-year study in December and then go to Congress for funding. But still, Dillard biology professor Bernard Singleton thought it was an interesting problem. He says it's possible the project could cause air pollution.
We anticipate some real problems with the change in air quality and the overall lifestyle of the individuals who live in the lower Ninth Wards.
So he and his students decided to help Happy Johnson and the residents of the Ninth Ward measure the air quality themselves. They got a grant for a few handheld air monitors and are training residents like Waiters on how to use them. On a sunny day, Singleton and two of his students hike up to the top of the levee that rises above the lower Ninth. The canal is to the right and the Mississippi River rises high on the banks.
A lot of cats come down here. They fish right up here. Along this way.
Dillard student Makana Atkins holds up a little ghost-shaped white plastic container for a few minutes.
So when the indicator turns this clearest bluish color, that means it's recording. So now I just have to wait until the light turns off and then the plots on the graph will come up.
They're looking for particulate matter in the air, tiny particles of dust and smog that can get in people's lungs. They have only been out to collect data a few times. One reading had high levels of dangerous matter. Singleton plans to take measurements for about a year. Then he plans to present their findings at a community meeting. They also want to do a health survey of the community and see if they find any correlations, like high rates of asthma or lung cancer. Waiters hopes the study sheds light on how bad expanding the canal would be for the community.
Let's face it, most underserved communities and communities of color, there are no projects like this. So this is one that will enable us to see exactly what's happening to the air in the Lower Ninth Ward and the other area, notwithstanding the canal, just the idea of knowing what the air quality is.
The Army Corps has done its own air quality analysis. They say yes, there will be more emissions and dust from construction, but it'll be negligible. That doesn't matter to Waiters. He doesn't trust the Corps. He's fought this project for over a decade, filed lawsuits, attended public meetings, filed complaints. To him, this is just one more way to fight the project. In the Lower Ninth Ward, I'm Regiane Mosley.